It belonged to, I don't know who it belonged. Anyway, it was a nice biggish place, and there were two houses there. So in one house, Baba Mandi and Muhammad Damas was there, and this one other house, we women with Westerners, and we all were there. A nice kitchen, and everything was very nice. So we stayed there, and that time Baba had the upstairs built. So when we stayed there, it was this house, all glassed, and this is the veranda. This is not veranda, the inside are the rooms and all that. This is very nice, and there's many steps, and then you come out in the garden here.
Is Panchgani like Mussoorie, Mahara? So it's nice, but it's small, the hill isn't that big.
Mussoorie is a very big height also. There's all, and there are pine trees, and it's better because, what would you call it? Colder. colder means it snows there. It's mammalian. It has fruit grows there, pears and peach, all that we grow in Mussoorie. But that you can't have in Panchgani, no. Panchgani is cool and nice in summer. Just very nice it is. Only in monsoon, no. It's very chilly, very cold. And you know that kind of drizzling like that. You wait for the stop, you want to go for a walk, it won't stop, then you put on your Macintosh, and then Baba started walking. Baba said, never mind, rain or no rain, we must walk. I still remember it was so cold and misty and jim. We all had some had umbrellas, and the Baba started walking, we all followed him. I still remember that. I know what we're doing here. We're planting something. Then look, it's skinny and funny. Anyway, what is this here? Oh. This is a nice one, but it hasn't come out well. Devava. You've been here, no, once before?
Yes.
Your name is?
Ross,
yes. Most of these photos are new to me.
I think Mani must have taken it.
Yeah. This money must have taken, because money is not there. Khoshit, Peti, Naja. My, I don't know what I look like anywhere. This is the mom. This is somewhere because I have slacks on here. This is Mehrabad. There was one time, I don't know what celebration, but Mehrabad. Both time I'm looking down at the water. You want to see?
This dopey is too much. It's fun. This is the way it's coming out.
What's coming out?
Look at the way the dopey is coming out in your head. Like,
who's coming out?
The hat.
Hat? Which hat?
The hat you're wearing, right?
But whose hat? Where? I can't see it. It's coming out?
It's really coming out.
No, I don't see it.
You can't see the
but I don't know who it is. It's not money. It's not even money. Then who it is? Nah. I can't see any topi anywhere. It's a pity that the donkey's ear has come right in front of my eyes. Baba has put his hand around my shoulder. This also is not so good one.
This is Mehrabad
here. Yes. This is a sweet one, but again. I should have turned towards the camera to smile. This one, yes, I didn't like it. It's a smile. Yeah.
You would ask Baba to come and sit on the donkey, said how that?
Yes, the donkey was brought up, you know, and we took it for walks. I just, we walked one day, the second day. And I said, Baba, we've just taken the donkey for a walk. You should ride Baba, because men, on a full grown donkey, carries man's weight. Baba said, yes. Yes, Baba. Why don't you ride it, Baba? Baba said, all right, tomorrow. Then we look forward to tomorrow in the evening, and we all were ready. And we made the donkey ready with the... We had a harness. What is it? Harness? Not harness. What is it called? Saddle. Mm-hmm. And bridle. Everything was there. Yeah. Baba sits on the donkey. This is Mansari, I think. Man, I don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing. I don't know what I mean. But this is in Satara, 55 Christmas, I think, or my birthday. One of two, I don't know. Not Baba's birthday, it was Christmas. My birthday. One of two that I don't remember. Mm-hmm. This is Mehrabad. No, this is not Mehrabad. This is Mehrabad, yes. But look at Kitty, she's got some tied up something around her nose. Not nose. What do you call it? Mouth. Mouth.
Mouth.
Why we look so funny? This is caution, can you believe? She looks quite well here. This is caution. This is money and myself here. You want this?
Use it.
Never mind, you use it.
Oh.
This is Kippy's birthday. And we have put, I don't know, we were very stupid. We put something on Kippy's head, you know, with shining things around them. Elizabeth took this picture, I remember. You know, in our study when Baba went, there was a Parsi lady who had made this, what do you call, shining shirt for Baba, you know, and there was some, I think, I don't know whose birth it was, my birth, Baba's birth, you know, and photo was taken.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not, it's inside the room. See, this big picture that is on the side was in the middle like that. It was all very open. There were no trunks or anything. It was very nice that time.
Mm-hmm.
But later, Baba's has clothes, you know, old clothes accumulated. We had more trunks than this. And
mm-hmm.
Now sent trunks. So keep them. They'll be useful. So they were, some of them are empty. They look many in Mehrabad, but some of them are empty.
Well, it looks like Baba has a crown on.
Where?
In your room.
Yes. Mehrabad, yes, he has a crown. But, you know, there's a vase behind, the vase, the sprays are there.
Well, is there a big umbrella over his head?
Yes, those, and that Westerners wanted to see it, you see. So we brought it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's that?
This Margaret.
Margaret.
But she did not come out
well.
Was it Narina? No, Margaret, I remember Margaret.
Yeah.
Margaret. I'm right here. Exactly. This is, I know, I told you, Gaon Devulali. We went there, this picture was taken. It was a very nice garden there. It was a very big tree in Baba's still there. But Anand had a very funny thing, so stitched for me with, that time was, you know, a fashion with pads here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I look like this.
Be shocked. Is this what's in Lower Mehrabad in that room?
Yeah, the same. It was in the middle. It looked very lovely with Baba's, what do you call this, divan in front of it like that. It was. And I didn't have so many trunks, nothing. It was open like this, very nice. Just one thing here in a harmonium case. That was cautious harmonium, and Baba later gave it away. Somebody wanted it. So it was a foot harmonium. You do it with the feet.
Gotcha.
Not with the hand. Yeah. That's a small one.
Were these taken in Navasari?
No.
Or that woman was from Navasari.
The shirt Baba's wearing was embroidered gold, like that, and a Parsi woman, but she was a priest's wife, and she loved Baba.
Is this umbrella turning?
Yes. It's not turning, it's still.
Well, it looks like it's turning. It's blurry.
It's blurry.
Mm-hmm. Is this one trunk, this tree?
Yes, one trunk and then two box. The trunk was that high and then two, what do you call it?
Branches. Mm. Where was that again?
That is in Gaon Devulali, 20 miles or 22 miles from here. And Baba took us for picnic there. You know, my birthday. So we all took nice things to eat. And in the morning, Baba made us play games and all that, you know.
Mm.
And then we went in, Baba talked some. And then Baba said, we all eat. And by that time, it was 11 o'clock, I think. And then after eating, Baba said, now we go for a walk and digest the food we have eaten. And we had to walk in the sun. And we were so thirsty when we came home. So we all started drinking water. My, I don't know how many people got colds next day. And anyway, I got a cold that I never had one before. No? I had to put my head down. Just water leaked like this. I have no idea. I said, Baba, what is this? And then Baba told, Ghabe was there, gave us pills and all that. 2 days it got all right. But that was the worst cold I had.
Mm-hmm.
Because from the sun, you come hot and drink water, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
This is Baba's mother.
I think you're down at the bottom.
Hmm?
At the very bottom.
This is Gurumai and somebody, who is there? I don't know. I don't know who this one is. This is a I think this is 69. No, it couldn't be 69 villages. I don't know.
What about
the bus when the Westerns came over, maybe? This photo I have a better one with. You're looking so funny. I can't imagine you look so funny as young. You know, Mani also was looking funny, and Anna was looking also, the cheeks all tight and round.
Is Rhoda in that picture?
No. Miss Rhoda, no. She was not in the ashram.
Is this beauty Elizabeth's dog?
Nargis is somewhere here. She used to come and go. She was not an ashramite. She used to come and go. What is this dog?
I wonder if that was Beauty, Elizabeth's dog?
Yes, Kippy.
Kippy. Oh.
And a Boston Terrier, she looks, I don't know, half dead here. Yes.
That's a beautiful picture.
This is my sword. There was tennis court here. This is made, the ball should not go out, so they had made it. It was already made, this is the house, the landlord.
There's a tennis court.
Tennis court, nice tennis court, and then there's a pathway, and then our bedroom, the house was there next. Here, the house was here, this side.
Where was that man?
Yeah, huh?
Where?
Mysore.
How clear that.
Bangalore is in the other.
That's so beautiful.
Was that in, that's not in Mysore. This one wasn't in Mysore, was it?
This is Panchgani. This is Mehrabad. This is Mysore. And this, I don't know where it is. It's not nice. My profile is not nice. And they're all looking funny, see?
Very serious.
Yes, they're all serious. Nobody's smiling. I think one or two of them is smiling.
Is this Dr. Girl?
Yes. Yeah. Young she was that time.
Is this Mary?
Yes, it's Mary.
Very small.
There's one you haven't got. I've got that. You may call it a snapshot. That size it is. But that photo you haven't got. If I come across it, I'll show you. I can't promise. Because everything's not at hand. All the photos and envelopes and in the bag, some are in the album, some are here, some are there. It's too many to keep. What would you call it?
A track
of it. Yes, exactly. But I remember I have it somewhere. But who wants this?
Baba looked so handsome in that. The sun just on him.
In that crown we had made at home. All right, one thing shall I tell you? You will listen.
Yes, I'm listening.
You sure? You promise? Never wear black.
That's all? That's what my mother tells me. My mother, I'm doing this against my mother's will.
No, we don't like it. Like no, Baba said he didn't like black. Like this black with a design in it is okay. Now, warm clothes, all right, but this is a stole. But yesterday we were wearing a scarf or something.
Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't that look nice? It's like a morning.
Takes a color.
It's just too much black. It's fashion. And the Westerners, you know, when we had celebrate Kitty's birthday in Cannes. And here, Ruano and I don't know who, Geeta, Norina's sister, some of them told, they wore black velvet with pearls. They look very lovely. But we were surprised to see them in black. Mm-hmm. But they say it's height of fashion.
No more.
Twenties.
Right.
But Baba said, Mira, that he didn't wear black. What if you wear like a black velvet jacket with an outfit?
That is okay.
That
is warm. Exactly. It is okay, but especially wear a black sari.
Now I know.
A black short blouse, you know, with a colorful sari. That's okay. But you had worn yesterday something that all was black covered black. Yes. Not nice. Just give it away. Give it away. It was just something I thought.
If you see someone in black like that, it's shocking. Mehra, I'll get embroidery on it, some colorful embroidery, no?
You said you listen.
No, if you said you like black, if it's got all kinds of flowers and stuff.
No, the black material itself has to have white and color and very colorful.
White background then, with
yes.
black on it.
Yeah.
Now I know why I lost my black jacket.
No, you lost it?
Disappeared.
Yeah.
I was wearing it to a fair, and I had it on my purse.
Yes?
No, no. Mm. And all of a sudden, it was gone.
Mm. I didn't match a dark coat like that. It's a warm coat.
I get it in
dark brown. I have my coat made dark brown.
Check it out.
Warm coat. I didn't like black.
The
duty fire. Black is very startling, you know. And the one looks very pale in it.
Pink embroidery and green embroidery on the black, all on the border. And
so, wasting money?
No, my mommy will do it.
They wall the wall embroidery.
I give all the work for mommy to do, then you're going to wear it. Yes?
Then she wears it. But she doesn't have the chewing, black chewing.
No, no, she won't. This is a nice color. None of that. I was nice, whitish, very lovely skin, Baba. Very lovely skin. Yes, he's made it a bit brown because he's in the sun, maybe.
Mm.
But the expression is so commanding here. And then hand on the hip. And it's about memory drawing. Really? He's looking around. He's saying, come on, follow me. Are you coming?
Even this hand.
Yes, they're holding the reins. Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, very beautiful. The big, what do you call it? The original must be very beautiful.
Yeah.
This gives the idea.
Everyone else doesn't have them going around. Three times Baba Gamaji. And then you said there's a fourth time also.
Yes, there is fourth time. And that you've got it down. It's about Quetta of Baba when I went late for my food.
Right.
You've got it. Yes, it happened that we were in Quetta with Baba, and Baba was, the flat was on the same level, but there was a landing on that side, Mandli and Baba, and this side we women. Baba's old aunt and Gulmai, my mother, myself, Nadja, of course. And so, I told you about how Baba gave us so much fruit and we could not eat it, but we had to eat that time. It was. But in the evening, Baba served food himself, in the afternoon also. So, and that room was no furniture, you know. Baba used to sit on the floor, carpet, and a big food container, straight from the fire, nice and hot. Baba tapped the thing, you know, and say, come on, everybody must come. So the Mandli had to all, they were ready, but some are now not there, so they all have to come and be present when Baba's giving out food like that.
Kevin.
Yes, Jay Baba. When did you arrive?
Just this morning.
This morning. Again on the motorbike?
No, this time. I left it behind.
You came from actually where?
From Bangalore.
You're still in Bangalore?
No, I'm finished now.
Ah, yes.
I left there.
Then who's taken your place?
Alan.
Alan is there. So what were you saying? Yes, so Baba served food, the big ladle, and Mandli all, they served, they all went away, then we women must come, and so the elders went first, of course, Gulma, my mother, and Baba's aunt, and Nadja and Koshin, I always went last because I was very shy. Shy means I have to push myself before the others, so let them all go, then I would go last, you know. Take my place. What happened was this. One day, 2 days, 3 days, Baba saw every day I'm coming last. That the after a few days, you know, after a few days, about 5 days. When I came last, Baba took the plate out of my hand, snatched it like this. And threw it out of the room. And it was good. It was not a glass plate. What do you call it? Enamel. Yeah. And landing was just outside. The entrance is here. Baba sitting in the room. And so the entrance is right in front of Baba. So from here, Baba stood out on the landing. And it went down the stairs, rolling. So I couldn't get the plate. Now, I was very, got nervous. And so, yes, nervous and embarrassed also, others looking on, you know, girls, of course, women do. And I didn't know what to do. Everything, in 1 second happened, Baba was saying loudly, and why do every day come last? Every day. And so on, why did you come in time? And why do you come last day? And, you know, something else you must have said, but this I remember. And he said it loudly, authoritatively, sort of in a scolding way. I said, but what are you doing? I must give Baba the plate quickly that Baba should serve me food and I disappear. go away. But I didn't know where to get another plate from. So as Baba was saying this, I was looking around. That time somebody gave a plate in my hand. Okay, I didn't quickly, it was my mother or someone gave it to me. And then I gave it to Baba. Baba took it, served food. Baba said, I said, oh, that, this is too much. Baba said, no, everybody must eat and not waste anything. I've given it, you must finish everything. All that is on the plate. And so we had to eat and eat. Even we didn't like, but slowly push it down. So that was the time when Baba was, yes. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba. It wasn't the fifth time that Baba got married, it was only four times.
Look at her, very cunning she is.
Baba was always loving and nice to me.
Yeah, never that's angry. It. That's the right answer you do. And now, what else should we talk about?
Lunch.
Is it sari?
No.
It looks like sure. A sari. Clever baby. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
So then what happened with this? I said, no, there's no headache. And I just said, no, this is really wonderful because this won't give headache or anything. See here. Bump. Skull had bumps, mums had all gone crooked. Many places just like that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
All human bumps, yeah.
Yeah, you can't tell.
No. Not at all. Part of my level. Not good. He's at the part of his part, you know.
So the bones parted?
A slight to the concussion must be.
How?
So it's taken away this sense of smell. I don't smell anything. Nice fried eggs, nothing. Omelette or fried fish, nothing. Blank. That's why I take hot. Then I feel nice and all that. That's tasty now. I take it sour and hot, you know, chilies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are nice food. I sprayed what you call it? Perfume on Baba's bed and forced him. So that's given to Baba. Because Baba said that time that I shared in his suffering, happy and proud and all that. So then. He sent a message that this, I was in my ward, and I was in a different ward. And I was, unconscious. When I got conscious, and then Baba sent this message that he was happy and proud that had shared in his suffering, but not to worry, anything, all would be well. But Baba, I never knew Baba's injuries. When we got to Yukon Rooms then, even in the thing, I didn't know what injuries, obviously, because nobody told me. Because I was unconscious from the very first. So then later I know. I mean, that injury got, you know, Baba's leg got well because it was not in the joint.
His lower leg.
But Baba could walk also very beautifully and walk through the garden here and watching Baba. Baba said, do I walk well? This means to walk, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, Baba, you walk very well, just like before. Yes, Baba said, I feel then confident. I feel nice. Well, I'm walking. I feel that I'm walking well. You know? Yes, I also feel this. Then Baba said, she walked a little bit faster. Then Baba walked faster. And he was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Only the second accident was not nice. Mm-hmm. It was very serious.
Because his
money says
is
he
so
does
his
work through suffering. You know? I said, but one accident was enough. Why two? Money said, Baba knows. No, his work. Yeah, through suffering. And accidents many have, you know, automobile, but it's different. Baba can't see a word.
Yeah.
You know, you can't grow, you can't see many, anything's painting, not where. You say something and you feel nice.
Mm-hmm.
To express the verbal pain takes a release. Ah, yes.
You say something or you get upset or something,
yeah,
or you do something, you ask something or like this. You talk. It's outgoing, you feel nice. Open, like, what do you call it?
Express
and you feel free.
Released
like that. But this all the time, the pain also, I was dead, not a word to say, not a groan. And this is what I want to say. This is so different from any other accidents. And then on the top of that, Baba couldn't walk and completely broke
his... All love for, because of his love for us.
Because
he
loved his suffering. Yes, of course. Much, much suffering. What with many fasts and must work, it was very difficult. In the summertime, Baba used to go out on the sun. In summer sun, you know how hot it is.
Ah, yes.
And then not a nice straight road in villages here, there, then the fields are ploughed. I had to walk through the fields. So tiring. Then through the fields, and you have to climb a hill and go to a cave, and there, then contact the Mars, and you have to be, how to say?
Hardy to do that.
Yes, but what I want to say is this, you have to do your work after you're so tired. See, true. But that is leaving. But you're already so tired, and he has to contact the Mars, do his work, they come back, and somebody says, oh, there's another Mars somewhere, and Baba has to walk again, miles there, and then the car stops. The car can't stop very near the mast. Again, Baba has to walk a mile or two. You know, in the sun, in the hot sun, you mustn't forget all that. So his feet would be so sore and, what do you call it, calluses?
Calluses.
No,
blisters.
His feet are beautiful, his smooth and lovely.
Jai Baba.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Otherwise, you would be thrown off. If she's shy, she doesn't like it. She was very spirited. She was not a tame, how do you call her? Quiet horse. She was not a quiet horse. She was very fiery, very like this, very sensitive. She was a thoroughbred. Arab and English mixed.
Picture number 512.
And a very big man to take care of Shiva when she was 3 months old, 4 months old. Then we had elderly. This one came to break.
But you know,
how lovely her head would have been. The photograph is just missed Shiva's head.
You know,
her head. How did she get this picture?
You know, I think Bayram must have taken her.
The front leg one was white, and that is exactly Shiva.
That's money. Look how small money was there.
And this is Adi, you know?
Is that Adi?
Yes. This is Adi.
And who's the other boy? Is that John?
This is the money.
No, the taller one.
This I don't. This is only another Irani, but this is the father's mother.
Money is so cute.
Money and money. It's a monkey.
It's so cute.
Yes, look nice.
But,
and this is Chacha.
Chacha the monster.
He's very handsome, fine chiseled features, and fair skin yet.
Don't you?
But fair. Mama, so sweet.
But, you know, I was going to tell you, Hermes. He thought that was Baba on the horse.
Oh, no.
As a young boy.
Oh, no. How can it have been Baba?
He didn't know it was Shiva. He thought it was a horse.
Yeah, it's Shiva.
That's right. He thought he found a rare picture of Baba.
No. That's Shiva.
Yes.
I recognize that one. It's white. One leg, the front is white.
Yes.
One is blonde. That is Arab. Arab horse is like that. It's Shiva and Mr. Amrit's father and you. So the top subject came up in Mandi, not with us. And Amri's father was very like this. He had drive in him, you know what they call it?
Determination.
He said, I will find my house. And he went to Mathura where there were stables, you know, stud farms. And there he got this, and he talked to this authority. All he said, made the man get this baby horse, otherwise this is calibrating would not sell to anybody like that. Only the race goers, race people would buy. But how he got it, and not very expensive also.
What's that man's name? Gorawala?
Gorawala means a horseman.
You're American.
I know, of course.
Look at you. You're so cute. This is Adi.
Adi.
This man is...
This is Joe.
That's Joe?
Yeah.
That's your dad.
That's my dad.
Sorry.
Watchman? Scotchman. And what was the other one? Scotchman and a Jew. Both are very, how would you say, stingy types. So there was a competition. And the authorities said, now let us see, who dives in the water and who comes out last will get so much money, you know. I don't know how much money that I could get now. Anyway, so much money was to be given. So the Scotchman and the Jew both dived down because they have to win this race. What would you call it? Race? Challenge?
Contest.
So they dived down. And the one who comes out last will get the award. Award, the prize. What is the prize? Yes. So they went down and they waited and waited. They said, then they asked, who came out first? They said, both did not come up. They prefer to drown you. For money, they drown themselves.
Oh, no!
They both are not seen.
Oh, it sounds like
who else knows one?
There's another one just like that.
Yeah. One was like this, you know. A traveler in an old days, they have inn. On the way, there's inn, rest house, whatever it is. It was late in the night, and this traveler came on horseback, and he saw this inn. Outside, what do you call it? Not in the town, this on the suburbs. First inn, he was very tired. It was late in the night. So he read on the board this. And the inn was called George and the Dragon. Inn was called George and the Dragon. So he knocked on the door and knocked on the door, and nobody answered. He knocked again and again. Then one window opened out and looked out, and there was, who is there? Oh, I'm here. Please open the door. This lady came out. A very little lady. She came out, opened the door, and got very angry. How dare you come and disturb us at night? This is not the hour to come. And so she shouted at him. And who do you want here? Who do you want? What do you want? He says, where is George? And George and the Dragon. So she was a dragon. So he says, I want George. Wenn sie schaut es so mit der Binde. Now it's time, I think.
Yeah.
Have you like it? Or is it just that more, you know? Anything that happens to me. More than joy.
It's good to know.
Huh?
It's good to know.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I didn't know about it. Nobody told us about this. The first one said about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was looking at the mirror, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems sort of
like this. When we met Baba, when first we came to that, that comes so vividly to mind. But that was first to see Baba, first to be with Baba. So that is very vivid, what I want to say. When we remember Baba and Sadhguru singing, walking, so beautiful. I still remember Baba. He would go one day, to work. And then he'd come back and say, I'm hungry, is that food ready? Oh, Baba. But doll is ready, the rice is not boxed. Never mind, give me the doll. I said, okay, I will hold the plate near the fire. I've got them. Naja put from the cooking vessel, still cooking, you know. The doll is just ready. It's not completely because you have to put the fish, dry the garlic in it. Or butter, you can't even boil the doll. It is not good. You must have something in it. Please, then you can digest it. So it was not ready, just the thing was there. Baba said, never mind, give me that thing. So from the cooking pot, you know, Naja would serve, I would hold the plate, and then Baba would take the bread, break it up, and sit on the floor. We had no stick of furniture, and Baba would break the bread in it and soak it up, and then he'd enjoy it with a little bit of chutney. And that was his meal in the afternoon at 10:30. We had to cook very fast, you know, Baba wanted his food, and we all to finish eating by 11 o'clock. So in the days, the early days with Baba, very vivid. How Baba used to walk and sing. And then he used to one day told a story of three princes, you know. But we were told not to write and not to read. So we didn't write it down. So he forgot the story and it was not completed. He told it one day for 3 minutes, you know, a little bit of it. Then next day he told another bit, a little bit of the story. Third day, and then Baba said, now the other half of the story I've finished telling you. When I finish my work in this that I've come to do, I'll finish. But Baba hasn't finished the story. Well, we'll have to come back with Baba to hear the story again. All right, say Baba. Huh? What?
He'll say, do you remember that story?
We have to remember also to ask him when.
You know how you remember those early days with Baba? Yeah. So now you're 1 year older, you can remember more and more as you get older. Later you...
Please come back, you know. All right, Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Baba's voice is really beautiful. You all sing and remind me of Baba's voice. Mm-hmm. Baba loved music and you, Baba loves your children. I said, Baba, your children all sing to you. Sure, you love it. And I feel in my heart, Baba's telling me, yes, I love to hear them sing. You know, like that I feel, Baba, how he enjoys music. He loved songs and music. I only wish Baba was physically present to hear you all and see the joy in his eyes shining so lovely. Yeah. Then you wouldn't be able to sing so beautifully, no?
No. I also wish
you all Baba all the time. Yeah. Even now, we can't see him, but he can see you all. And us all, and he can hear his God. Hey, later, don't you go to Madame at the talk with Murmurka.
They've taken stories about Baba's life.
Yeah.
And you have such a good memory. I remember you told me something. Because what I'm, you know, I'm collecting from each one is about Baba and Mara from the beginning, you know, like their story. And you were so close to Mara from the very beginning that you saw Baba and Mara. So that's really what I'm about. How you, when you remember first seeing them, what Baba told you about Mara, how you must please her.
Yeah.
And then how they together, how
Yes, how? But I don't remember the year, huh?
That I don't care. And then you also went to France with him, traveled with him. So, you were one of the few that was with him so much from the beginning. So, this is about Mara.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Just remember.
I'm just thinking about
When
you first.
I used to go to Manzil Amin. That time I don't know Mera. But Dolly, Piroja, the Adi's sister, and me, because we are staying in Bombay. So Gulmaya asked for their daughters to be there because Baba is in Bombay. So, shall I tell from first when we I met Baba? Because, you know, then it connects all together. My father was very spiritual minded. He always go to place to place. He is dweller, but still he very much spiritual mind. And he used to go, if he knows some must is here, some wali, something, it's a spiritual leader or like that. So he used to go place to place and see them. By the way, he heard Sai Baba, and he went there, and then he know about Upasani Maharaj, because Sai Baba has told. And after that Upasani Maharaj, Baba used to come there to Upasani Maharaj. So that time they call Mehrwan. So once he met them, and then he took Gulmai and Sarus mother and told them it is like that, and the young boy is very much interested in God, realizes, and then Upasani Maharaj's famous disciple is Mehrwan. So he came to Bombay, my father, and talk about to my mother. Oh, that is very interested. He is a very young and good looking, and he is the Upasani Maharaj's favor all the time to him. So I heard that little bit. So I says, I just curious, how he must be like that. So that does not matter. That time is finished up. I was that time 7 years old. So one day my father, Gulma, and they all arrange, my mother, we all go to Sakori and stay 2-3 days. But that time there is no other available to stay there, hurt or nothing. Only we have to sleep under the neem tree. And early in the morning, ask to that, you know, that jhopri. They have neighbors, little bit like that. So they can give bhakri, chutney. And the morning, they give little water, hot water little. And we can pour it. No bathroom, nothing. We have to go out for bathroom and have to just put on. Because we think, we have to bathe when we see the, God-man or like that. So, it is like that. And then sleep night also in under the tree. So, 2-3 days we stay. But that impression on my Very much, because small children always get more impression. So Durga Maya, Upasani Maharaj, one that devotee, she is cooking and all that, she wear red sari, and Upasani Maharaj is only gun-goni here. I was just wondering what, and there is not no hut, one hut, and there is partition that Durga Maya is cooking and staying, and Upasani Maharaj, we go and take darshan there. So after we coming, and then he find out the Mehrwan is going there, and then he told me. So one day Gulma's letter come, and says, she addressed to my mother, Suna, you have to come now. We all go together, Upasani Maharaj's place, to celebrate Upasani Maharaj's birthday. So, you must come. My mother is not so much spiritual mind, but she is... But